Live Creative Now, episode 79.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello. This is Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's how you change the world. I am super excited today because I just uploaded my book, The Creative Sandbox Way to Create Space. I'm so excited. Today, I'm recording this the day before the podcast goes live. Today, it is Tuesday, October 18th. And this was actually my original deadline to get the manuscript uploaded, the files uploaded. I had created then an earlier date that I was hoping to get them uploaded by, but I don't know about you, but often that's how it ends up. Oh my goodness. It just took so much longer. It took like 40 more hours than I had anticipated to get the layout completed and all of the graphics ready to put into the InDesign file. And anyway, it's uploaded. So now I wait to hear back from Create Space. And two things may happen. One, they may contact me and say, oops, we found some errors you need to fix, in which case I will have to fix those and re-upload and resubmit and wait to hear back from them again. Hopefully the second option will happen and they will get back to me and say, everything looks good, you are ready to go. And if that is the case, then I can order a proof and then proof the hard copy proof before publication. So I intentionally did this a month before the official publication date of November 15th to give me lots of time to proofread the proof and go through the same process again if I have to and all of that. And I'm going to be out of town for 10 days in the middle of this. So I knew I needed to allow lots of extra time. I thought what would be fun today would be to read an excerpt from the book. So I am going to read the introduction, which is called Why This Book? So here we go. The problem you want to create. Write, paint, sing, make jewelry, make videos, make macaroni sculptures, or anything else, but you're not creating. You're stuck. You're stalled. You're frozen in place. Maybe you've been a prolific creator in the past, but now you're stuck in a creative block and you just don't know how to bust through it. Maybe the last time you did something that felt truly creative was way back in kindergarten, and even the idea of painting or writing or whatever makes your heart race. Maybe everything else in the world feels vastly more important, so it seems impossible to justify spending time on something often deemed frivolous and self-indulgent. Maybe you're a professional creative, a designer, photographer, copywriter, for example, and you create every day for your job. But it's been ages since you've made something just for you, and you're dying inside. Whatever the particulars, something is holding you back. And if you're like most people, most of the people who come to me, you may tell yourself you don't have time, or that it's a waste of time, or that you're not good enough and never will be good enough. So why bother? If any of that sounds familiar, you're in luck. I wrote this book for you. And a little side note, this is not in the introduction, but this is the truth. I wrote this book for me 20 years ago and 10 years ago and 6 years ago and 40 years ago. back to the book. And regardless of your specific circumstances, I am here to tell you that there's help. You do not have to stay stuck forever. A thriving, vibrant, full-color life as a prolific creator is waiting for you. And this book can start you down the path to getting there. If you put into practice what I share in these pages, you may notice your blocks starting to dissolve. You may become more prolific. You may start to become happier. If life was feeling black, white, and gray, you may notice some color seeping in. And when one small part of life starts to shift for the better, it has a tendency to ripple outward, bringing more color to the rest of your life. How do I know this? Because I've been where you are. I have been the non-artist who believed herself completely non-creative. As a child, I was creative, sure. But by my teens, I knew I was not good enough. I simply was not creative. That was from age 13 to 27. I have been the creative professional who created only to please clients and never made a darn thing to feed my own soul. I simply didn't have the time. That was from age 29 to 44. For years, I believed that creating was frivolous, that everything else was more important than my creative expression. And because I wanted to do important things rather than frivolous things, I didn't create. I was not a very happy person during those years. Because, of course, I wasn't truly non-creative. Nobody is. We are all, each and every one of us, fully creative beings. Creativity is our birthright. It's part of what makes us human. The problem is we live in a world that gives us very mixed messages about creativity. Early on, we get lumped into categories. Only some people are labeled as the talented ones, the artists and creatives. Creative expression, it seems, is reserved for this elite few. Besides, the arts are frivolous and unimportant. At least that's the message we get when we see funding for arts programs slashed and eliminated and watch as arts are eviscerated from schools. And yet, at the same time, we laud our top creatives as heroes, artists, actors, musicians, filmmakers, writers, dancers. We practically worship the few who make it big. But the fact that they are so special and rare only serves to make the rest of us feel inadequate. If we can't create at that level or command that kind of worship and external validation, then what's the point? Oh, sure, you can dabble and piddle around with a creative hobby, but why bother? Why bother dancing when you'll never be able to dance like Baryshnikov? And besides, artists are flaky and irresponsible anyway, destined to be poor and probably mentally ill to boot. With all of these negative messages about creative expression, it's no wonder so many of us give up. The good news is, it doesn't have to be this way. Whether you're a blocked artist or a, quote, non-artist, you can get to or get back to that creative thing that's calling to you, even if you don't yet know what that creative thing is. I know this to be true because I'm living proof. It took me years of anguish, but eventually I figured out the secret of living the kind of full-color creative life I'd always longed for, but never quite believed was possible. I figured out how to hurdle past creative stuckness so it never permanently paralyzes me again. I figured out how to grab the wheel of my own bus, even when the gremlins of, I'm not good enough, I don't have time, and what's the point, are snarling at me. Pesky gremlins. The best part, though, is that The techniques that worked for me have gone on to work for thousands of others, as I've shared them on my blog, Living a Creative Life, my podcast, Live Creative Now, my speeches, and my workshops and online programs. People who believed they were not creative, people who knew they were creative but couldn't for the life of them get to their creative thing, and artists and non-artists, quote-unquote, alike, have written to me to share how putting my ideas into practice has made a difference for them. Now I've compiled my core teachings into this book in the hopes that it will make a difference for you too. It will take time and, again, practice, but when you follow the Creative Sandbox way, you may find yourself living the full color creative life of your dreams sooner than you might guess. So start thinking about that phrase, a full color life. If you could open the door to your own personal Oz, as Dorothy did in the film The Wizard of Oz, and you could step from black and white to Technicolor, what would it look like? Close your eyes for a moment and imagine what a full color creative life would mean for you. Then grab a pen and turn the page. And on the next page, there is a creative invitation. Most of the chapters have creative invitations at the end of them, which involve some free writing and some other things that I won't spoil the surprise. And you will also find lots of pages that, if you like to color, you can color. Again, I won't spoil the surprise. There will be a sample of the book up at creativesandboxway.com very soon, maybe even the same day that you have downloaded this, if you've downloaded on Wednesday the 19th when it's going live. Check it out. If it's not there yet, hang tight. It'll be there soon. I'm working like mad to get it up there. I hope you enjoyed that excerpt. That is it for today. That is a wrap. I am wiped out from working so hard to get this book file done and uploaded on deadline. I am going out to dinner with my husband to celebrate, and then we are going grocery shopping because we are out of groceries. And you should see our house. I have not been cleaning while I've been working on this book. I've been so focused hardcore on the book. It'll be good to get back to normal. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're getting value out of this podcast, as always, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends. And if you haven't already, hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. And if you need step-by-step instructions, you can find them at livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. That's livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. And if you haven't already, sign up on my mailing list over at creativesandboxway.com, and I will let you know as soon as that sample from the book and all the launch bonuses that I'm going to be offering are posted. Have a great week. Until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating.
Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.